Hello, Labas. This is Kestutis Davidas, and once again, you're listening to Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial, and it appears that most of the technical difficulties have dissipated, so you should be also be able to hear this anywhere in the world, live streaming audio over the internet. Welcome.
Tėviškiai krūvino žaros, kas paliūdys baisiai skriaudė. Siaučia maras raudonas, maras. Kur jūs žalieji broliai, kilkit, kilkit iš kapo žygin, kas paguos ar tojėlį varguolį. Kaip paparčiai krauju,
well, thanks again for tuning in to Independent Lithuanian Radio this afternoon. We really appreciate your support, and we want to introduce that opening little snippet there. Unfortunately, we can't play you more than 30 seconds. Call the station. Complain. Let them know. Let everybody know that this ridiculous idea of only having 30-second spots, especially for performers from places like Lithuania, from overseas, who need to get their music and their talent spread around the world, is just simply unfair. But anyway, that was Vytautas Landsbergis, and he will be performing live on Saturday, the 25th of this month. Okay, January 25th. This is in a couple of weeks at 8 o'clock in the evening. Concert starring Vytautas V. Landsbergis, and he'll be singing those type of ballads, which are mostly about partizane, about freedom fighters, patriotic songs. He talks there about Raudonas Maras, which is, Maras is like the plague, okay, like the red plague. And he asks in the chorus, like, where are the green brothers? Where are the forest brothers? Come, help us, save us, save us from the red plague. It's beautiful and it's moving. Anyway, that was Vytautas Landsbergis. Also, the two-part concert, same night, 25th of January at 8 o'clock, will be Ieva Narkutė. Now, Ieva Narkutė also sings songs about partizane, patriotic music, and more. She also has, she's been around a long time. She has a great old hit that everybody knows in Lithuania. It's called Raudoni Vakarai, or Red Nights. And you'll hear both of them live. And both of these songs were incorporated into a film that will be shown the next day called Trispalvis, or The Tricolor, or The Lithuanian Flag. It'll be shown the next day at St. Casimir's Parish Hall at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So mark that weekend, January 25th and 26th. 25th for a live music concert and 26th for the film. And once again, Vytautas Landsbergis and Ieva Narkutė. And as always, on a lighter note, we let you know what the weather will be like in Lithuania in the coming days and evenings. And oh my goodness, tonight it's 4 degrees below zero. Imagine that, 4 degrees below zero. It's going on, 10 o'clock at night in Lithuania right now. But by dawn, it should be 4 degrees below zero. Tomorrow going all the way up to 10. Imagine that, 10. Monday night, Monday a high of 12, a low of 1. Tuesday will be relatively warm with a high of 18 and a low of 16. And Wednesday, my God, it's a downright heat wave with a high of 25 degrees. Thursday, 25 degrees in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania. You'll all remember several weeks ago, at least regular listeners will, about the big collapse of the ceiling, the supermarket ceiling of the Maxima store in Latvia, where they were building a winter garden, and all that weight, I guess, of the dirt and the plants and everything else, the whole thing collapsed. 50-something people died, 58 people, if I'm not mistaken, including a couple of rescuers. Terrible stuff. And I myself questioned, you go to Lithuania in March or April, and you come back in November, and boom, there's a 30,000 square foot shopping center built. I'm exaggerating a little bit, okay? I'm exaggerating. You all know I am. But it's astounding how quickly these things go up. And I sort of questioned on the air here, on the program, about the quality, the standards of the building there. You have soft earth, lots of water, things are maybe unstable, perhaps people are paid off to give permits and things. I don't know any of this. I have no proof, but I am suspicious. Now, here we go. Story this week. Ceiling collapses in supermarket. A ceiling in a Maxima supermarket has collapsed in Valmiera, northeastern Latvia, after a customer accidentally knocked down a sign. It's in Latvia again. Who are they subcontracting to in Latvia? What is Maxima doing? An investigation has been launched into the cause of the collapse of the market on Apina Street on January 15th. While no one was hurt, fire and rescue services were called. A spokesman from Maxima Latvia explained, "The security immediately cordoned off the area and called in technical services, and stores in the vicinity were temporarily shut down to make sure that customers were not in any danger. Technical services concluded after repairs that the entire section of the dropped ceiling had to be replaced. When they started to dismantle it, the entire section fell down in the area that had been cordoned off. Fire and rescue services revealed that they only heard about the collapse after reports emerged in the media. Because this was not a major repair job, the state and fire service assistance was not necessary," a spokesperson for Maxima added. Think about how different things are run there than they are here, for better or for worse. Quote, "No one was injured, and taking into consideration that no threat was found to exist and that the drop ceiling was being repaired in a limited area, a decision was made that the supermarket would continue normal business," end of quote. The Maxima supermarket chain has been under scrutiny since 54, there's the number, since 54 people died after the roof of the Maxima supermarket in Riga's Zolitude neighborhood caved in on November 21st, just last year. Back to a little local news and coverage and things to do on the 21st through the 26th, the next couple of weeks. Lithuanian accordionist Martinas Levickis, this guy is I don't want to call him a child prodigy because he's already a grown young man, but he started playing the accordion when he was something like 4 or 5 years old. By the time he was 9 and 10 and 12, he was winning awards all over Lithuania. Anyway, he'll be playing all around the United States. His January tour with violinist David Garrett, and you can see him in Anaheim on the 23rd, okay? It's only a week away, the 23rd in Anaheim at the Grove Theater. The Grove Theater in Anaheim on the 23rd, and in San Diego on the 26th. Okay? In Anaheim at the Grove on the 23rd, and in San Diego on the 26th at the Balboa Theater, Martinas Levickis. Look it up on the internet, Martinas Levickis. The guy is well worth listening and seeing to. He's taken the accordion, which is something that has been thought of as a polka instrument, almost a joke, and he's turned it into a virtuoso instrument. I'm going to play a little bit of him right now. in a little bio piece that you can find on the internet, he says, yes, I want to change the image of the accordion, but I'm also trying to show all the different possibilities that I have as a performer. All the arrangements are brand new, and the pieces have never been played and presented this way before. It's exciting for me to be breaking the rules. Martinez recently completed his degree at the Royal Academy of Music in London. This is serious stuff, accordion or not. So make sure to schedule to see him. Look him up on the internet. Martinez Levitskits. Well, any of you that have been paying attention know that Estonia has already had the euro for a few years, several years, and Latvia just got it. This January 1st, Latvia now uses the euro, the common currency. Same currency you're going to use in Germany or France or Belgium is now used in Estonia and Latvia. It's coming to Lithuania, too. However, Lithuania still needs to qualify. Certain things about inflation was a little bit too high, budget things. But it looks like we're ready to introduce the euro into Lithuania in about a year, early 2015. A special agency will be set up to raise awareness of the euro. The Bank of Lithuania euro introduction in 2015. According to Lithuania's Prime Minister, my favorite guy, Algirdas Butkevičius, as Lithuania is striving for the euro introduction in 2015, the international tenders were to be organized for an agency which would raise the awareness of the euro and would speak about the euro in a simple language to the people, writes the Baltic Course. The Prime Minister highlighted that Lithuanian residents should get acquainted with the advantages and disadvantages of euro introduction. According to Butkevičius, the Bank of Lithuania, the Ministry of Economy and the Ministry of Finance have already started raising society's awareness of the introduction of the euro. Quote, now the most important issue is to present the arranged material in a language which would be understood by the society and try to make every effort that this material would reach every citizen of the rural area. You know, this is why I love Butkevičius. You know, he just presumes everybody's kind of dumb. Butkevičius said this in an interview to a radio station, Žinių Radijas. Quote, the most important thing is that we need to explain everything in a simple and understandable language. When I see the financiers and economists on TV who start talking about the impact from the fiscal point of view and about monetary policy, I think that some people who are not specialists become angry with the euro when they hear these words and these arguments. I think that we are ready to explain this in a simpler way. Well, perhaps he has a point, but frankly, I think the Prime Minister is condescending. The international tenders will be organized. Of course, the public relations companies engaged in the publicizing of this issue will be cooperated with, and specialists from state institutions, such as the Ministry of Finance, the Ministry of Economy, and the Bank of Lithuania, will have to travel around Lithuania and explain this to the people, said Butkevičius. Now, many of you know that I'm involved with the store. My wife and I are involved with the store and ownership of Euro Deli Mart Lituanica at 2838 Santa Monica Boulevard. That's Euro Deli Mart Lituanica, 2838 Santa Monica Boulevard, 28 blocks from the beach in a strip mall. You can't miss it. It's on the corner of Yale and Santa Monica Boulevard, 28 blocks from the beach. Anyway, stop by. We've got some new products, including vacuum-packed whole Rukita silke. This isn't the herring you're used to, okay? This is vacuum-packed whole smoked herring, okay? It's delicious. It's different, okay? It's the whole deal. Lithuanians will love it. And we also have smoked mackerel, which we've never carried before. Okay, so now we're going to carry some smoked mackerel. Check it out. It's delicious. You're going to love it. We also, again, have frozen baravykai, the king of the Lithuanian mushrooms, frozen. We've had dried baravykai for a few months now, but we haven't had frozen ones, gosh, probably for 6 months, and they sold out immediately when we had them. Well, we've got them in again, frozen baravykai from Lithuania, the king of the Lithuanian mushrooms. Delicious. And finally, we have these cakes from Latvia. I don't know what they're called, but the people who've discovered them and have tasted them love them, and they come back and they buy them all the time. They're hard to keep in stock. So if you want some of these delicious cakes from Latvia or some frozen baravykai or try the smoked mackerel and the smoked herring, come on into Euro Deli Mart Lituanica at the corner of Yale and Santa Monica Boulevards, 28 blocks from the beach. You can't miss it, in the strip mall. Euro Deli Mart Lituanica, 2838 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, California. And you'll probably see myself or my wife, Odra, in the store. If not, someone else will help you in Lithuanian all the time. See you there. Oh, and by the way, on a lighter note, while I was there the other day, Joanna Grigonis stopped in. And again, she's one of our listeners. She's one of our supporters. Lance Williams, her son, is a great supporter of this program. So that's the way it is down there, you know. I mean, we can't be there all the time. We're open 7 days a week. We can't be there every minute. But we're usually close by. We have another business up the street where we've been for a long time. And, you know, if you want to meet, you want to talk, you want to say hello, whoever's behind the counter, just tell them. Tell them, say, call Castus, call Odra. I want to say hello to them. And come on down. And it was great to see Joanna Grigonis at Euro Deli Mart Lituanica. Thanks for stopping in, Joanna. It was a pleasure. So here's a story. These are the kind of stories I love to share. Eight prisoners serving life sentences in Lithuania have turned to the European Court of Human Rights, accusing the country of torture. Believe me, I've seen a Lithuanian jail. You don't want to go to jail in Lithuania. I don't know about torture. I don't know if any of this is true. But you'd rather rot in prison here in the United States any day of the week. These people, they claim that Lithuania has violated the provision of the European Convention for the Protection of Human Rights and Fundamental Freedoms, which bans torture, as Lithuanian laws do not allow mitigating life imprisonment. The claim was filed by a Kestutis Matiosaitis, a Juozas Maksimavičius, Stanislovas Katkus, Vladas Beleckas, Rolandas Lenkaitis, Aidis Kazlauskas, Piotras Gervinas, and Edmundas Svotas, sentenced for murder and other crimes. What a shame. In their words, Lithuanian laws do not envisage a possibility to release life prisoners or other ways of mitigating their sentences. They maintain that amnesty is applied in connection to some political events rather than an effort of improving the personal situation of the convict. Presidential pardon is a unilateral decision. The Strasbourg court has earlier ruled that life imprisonment can be considered inconsistent with the convention if the state does not have a mechanism to revise the life sentence, as this deprives convicts of hope of having their sentence mitigated. The European Court of Human Rights has not yet decided whether the claim will be accepted. Okay, well, you know, many times listeners, again, of this program will know, it's like the EU, we have to join the EU. The EU has given us a lot of money. It's fixed the potholes. The roads are good. It's all that. We're going to get the euro and all that. With the good comes the bad. Now you've got this sort of thing going on. The waste of time, the bureaucracy, where it comes in, where murderers, criminals, apply to the Human Rights Commission so that perhaps someday they would be paroled. Here's another one of the stories I love to share because I always believe these things never come true. You know, you hear these fantastic things about these wind farms. They're going to make all this energy. They're going to do all these great projects. They're going to build. The Guggenheim Museum was going to be built by the river in Vilnius. Oh, yeah, all these things, displays. You know, it's like, stop already. I'm getting tired of it. Here's another one. One of the most famous museums in the world, the Louvre, would like to host an exhibition of artifacts from the palace of the Grand Dukes of Lithuania. Maybe they would. Again, I don't know, but I bet you never hear about this again. The Louvre has expressed interest in our artifacts and would like to exhibit them in Paris. We are very delighted, said the Lithuanian museum's director, Vidas Dolinskas, in a press conference this week. In his words, the wish was voiced by Jean-Luc Martinez, the Louvre's director, during his visit to Vilnius. But of course, arrangements and preparations for such exhibitions take time, as the Louvre's activities are planned several years in advance, Dolinskas added. There you go. You'll probably never hear about it again. Now, this next story, I sort of wrestled with, should I broadcast this over the air or not? You know, is this just a disturbed person? But considering all the hullabaloo that went on about the gay pride parade in Lithuania and all this talk about homophobia there, it's odd. If you pick up Vilnius in your pocket, now, you know, Vilnius in your pocket is a free sort of, you remember the old TV guide? It sort of looks like the old TV guide that you used to get. I don't even know if it exists anymore. But anyway, it's sort of a guidebook, and it's like 8x5, and it's a good guidebook. It talks about all the great things to see in Vilnius, the churches, the museums, the exhibitions, and it's published 4 times a year. Spring, summer, fall, winter. It's wonderful. Okay, now if you go to Vilnius and it talks about the nightclubs you can go to, where to go be entertained, and it talks about where the gay and lesbian scene is happening, what bars are open to that, what clubs are, where the strip clubs are, where they all are. So it's sort of weird, but it's a sad story, and I decided to share it with you anyway. On Sunday, the 12th of January, news of the suicide of Šarūnas from Biržai appeared. According to the comments of his acquaintances and friends, the presumable reason of Šarūnas' suicide was his sexual orientation. The boy is said to have felt emotional pressure in his family and did not have a close person with whom he could confide in about his sexuality. Once more, quote, this tragic event proves that homophobic prejudices are still widely spread in Lithuania and that the consequences of that can cause big harm. Because of the lack of support, hate, and a society full of prejudice, young gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transsexual people choose extreme measures to flee from their insecurity, and one of them is suicide, according to the press release. How many people have this sexual orientation in a country of less than 3 million people? By the way, of which most young people of that orientation have fled or are fleeing. Okay? I feel bad for this guy. But like I said, you can go to Lithuania, you can stop in anywhere, get Vilnius in your pocket, a local guide, and it'll tell you where to meet people of gay, lesbian, and transsexual orientation. So this talk about hate and a society full of prejudices is just counterintuitive to me. But anyway, on with the story. According to LGL, the Lithuanian Gay League, this case points out that versatile education about sexual orientation and gender is needed, which should be introduced already at the secondary education level so that the society would change its point of view. Quote, meanwhile, in Lithuania, we do not have an inverse situation, as it is by the Lithuanian law on the protection of minors against the detrimental effect of public information forbidden to talk about these issues. So maybe this case will encourage them to rethink if amendments to this law do really, quote, protect minors, questions the Lay and Lesbian League. National gay lesbian rights organizations seek to create secure environments for these persons, both living or visiting Vilnius. Also, the League is taking the first steps in developing activities in other regions of Lithuania. The goal is to provide relevant information about social and psychological support means for people living there. Furthermore, the League informs us that it is carrying out various kinds of communal activities for young gay and lesbian transgender people to meet in a secure and friendly environment where they can share their experiences and find support. Currently, gay and lesbian employees and volunteers are preparing self-help publications for answering the questions that young people may have about identity and sexuality and how to find a secure community circle. Also, there will be useful information about sexual orientation. Those wishing to contribute to these activities or who have questions are encouraged to contact the Gay and Lesbian League. The League is waiting for more detailed information about the tragic event and its causes. We think that the case once more proves the need for additional support for young gay, lesbian, and transsexual people. These issues will certainly be taken into account in the future of this organization. And once again, I say that a lot of that information is already available in a simple publication you can get on any street corner in Vilnius, known as Vilnius in Your Pocket. But again, it's a tragic story. On the other hand, it might just be a very disturbed young man. And that's unfortunate, but true. This is Kęstutis Reividas for Independent Lithuanian Radio. Here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. I'm going to close with a little bit more of Levitskis' virtuoso accordion player. And it's called Boogie.